Good evening, beloved, and welcome again to another reading of Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening Devotion. This is an audio ministry of Grace Missionary Baptist Church here in Temperance, Michigan. I'm your pastor, Joe Sitters. You can reach me anytime via email at pastorjoegmbc@gmail.com. And you can find our church on Facebook by searching all one word, the @ GMBC Toledo. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 14, "Behold, all is vanity." Spurgeon writes, "Nothing can satisfy the entire man but the Lord's love and the Lord's own self. Saints have tried to anchor in other roadsteads, but they have been driven out of such fatal refugees. Solomon, the wisest of men, was permitted to make experiments for us all, and to do for us what we must not dare to do for ourselves. Here is his testimony in his own words: 'So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Vanity of vanities, all was no profit under the sun. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What the whole of it vanity? O favored monarch, is there nothing in all thy wealth? Nothing in that wide dominion reaching from the river even to the sea? Nothing in Palmyra's glorious palace? Nothing in the house of the forest of Lebanon? In all thy music and dancing and wine and luxury, is there nothing? Nothing, he says, but weariness of spirit." This was his verdict when he had trodden the whole round of pleasure. To embrace our Lord Jesus, to dwell in his love, and be fully assured of union with him, this is all in all. Dear listener, you need not try other forms of life in order to see whether they are better than the Christians. If you roam the world around, you will see no sights like a sight of the Savior's face. If you could have all the comforts of life, if you lost your Savior, you would be wretched. But if you win Christ, then should you rot in a dungeon, you will find it a paradise. Should you live in obscurity or die with famine, you will yet be satisfied with favor and full of goodness of the Lord.